shopped this morning, considering the rain, the ice. It knocked over one of my trees as well. We don't have this type of weather, considering it was just 75 degrees the weekend. So it's definitely a little surprising.
Let's hope the last of those kinds of conversations are almost in our rearview mirror about ice and snow and problems with traffic related to that kind of weather anyway. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Most of the conversation is revolving about and around Putin and what will he do, what cards does he play next when it comes to the Ukraine and the troops surrounding the peninsula, the Crimean Peninsula, and whether or not Putin will act if poked enough times. And when I say act, if people start to really protest and they have some of the problems they had just a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, in fact, will there be an explosion between the Russian military and the people in the Ukraine, or the Ukraine military, which is nothing next to the Russians? They could squash them like a bug. On the world stage, the threats are, we're not dealing with you. Forget the G8 summit. We don't want to deal with you militarily, meaning arms down, we'll disarm some of our nukes, you disarm some of yours. We don't want to have those kinds of meetings. So there is a little standoff, if you will, on the world stage. Who's winning the propaganda war? Because that's what's unfolding at this point. People starting to talk about Cold War, rather, too, and where we stand. It's a touchy time, to say the least, for a whole bunch of things, including the G8 summit hanging in the balance, a boycott now in the works for the U.S. if this continues the way it's going, our Secretary of State, John Kerry, telling Putin to return troops to the barracks, and that's it. And reaffirming that we support the Ukraine and their push to continue democracy and to hold elections in May. But could there be a bigger, badder, broader invasion on the horizon in the near future? What makes Vladimir Putin tick? How far will he go and push this? Does he want to be legendary, the legendary conqueror of the Ukraine and of pushing Russia from end to end as far as the boundaries will go? So the Cold War might not be over. There are signs that this is a chess game that's not going to end anytime soon. Part of this is ego. Part of this is the chaos that now has been created in the Ukraine. Putin's offer and withdrawal of $15 billion loans is certainly meant to push the Ukraine back under Mother Russia's wing. And it's a mixed bag when it comes to the Ukrainians. They just did a poll there that showed 39% want to integrate with the EU, the European Union. 37% want to come closer to Russia. So that divide is helping to create the tension. What is Putin's legacy? Think of the Soviet communist leaders and the traditions that have gone on and on all the way down the road. The profile of Mother Russia has absolutely risen in the world since Putin because of his allegiances with Iran, China. Pictures being released, propaganda pictures being released of Putin as this incredibly virile man on a horse, fly fishing, doing uber masculine things. In the meantime, purposely planting those pictures. I mean, hey, that's part of the people around you propping you up. The arms deal he has going on with Egypt for $2 billion. Standing behind Iran as they tried to build a nuclear weapon. Even magazines like Forbes have listed him as the most powerful man in the world. So there's been a shift in and out of Moscow for sure. So is Putin trying to create his own Cold War Part 2? Or not? Many of the questions that we cannot answer in one show. Looking at it, I absolutely think that Putin wants, without a doubt, to have the Ukraine completely under the Russian influence. That's why. Push and pull. We'll give you the money. You need the money up. Nope, we're stopping the money. And why, for goodness sake, if that happens, do we want $1 billion to go to the Ukraine? Because that will be money that's just thrown down a rat hole if that happens. And if that happens with the Ukraine, how much does the United States interfere? At what point, where is the line where the United States backs off of this or not? Where is the line? I think this story gets hotter before colder. I don't see that there's a complete withdrawal of Russia and then all of a sudden it's like it didn't happen and the Ukrainians march toward May. Mm-mm. And are there going to be some soldiers and other people that jump toward the Russian side? You bet. And that could swing some of those numbers. In the meantime, closer to home, something that definitely affects you. Speaking of money and giving money away and taxes, President Obama's budget is out. And here's the scoop. We're talking about a budget that still has massive spending attached to it, yet very little in terms of attacking that deficit. You give and give and give and give, and eventually what happens is take starts to roll in. We're talking the number show by 2024, if we continue down this path. Do you know what our national debt would be? And it could actually be worse than this, but let's say conservatively $25 billion. So now roll the clock back a little bit further. 2020, we're going to be paying more in interest on the debt than on the defense budget. That's like getting crossways on the interest with ridiculous credit cards, but multiply that by 100. Oh. Yeah, this budget isn't good. It might be the worst with the numbers that we've probably seen. Hang with us. Speaking of numbers, we can count next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We can count. All right, this is pretty cool. You know, during the cockamamie Oscar ceremony, I mean, you know, for what it's worth, it is what it is, right? I'm a movie person, and award shows draw some people and repel others, but obviously enough that the ratings were pretty high. Over 43 million, according to Nielsen, watched the Oscars. But the part that I wanted to tell you about that's pretty interesting is these are the times we are living in. So there was a selfie, you know, this crazy thing about selfies, which, by the way, we've been taking for years now. Now it just has a name, selfie. But the selfie that Ellen DeGeneres took with the a bunch of other celebrities. There was like Meryl Streep in there and Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and a slew of other celebrities, Jennifer Lawrence, whoever. But a whole bunch of them, and it was right in the middle of the show that she was doing. It was set up. Samsung actually spent $20 million on ads to run during the breaks in the Academy Awards. But the biggest mileage they got, and part of the deal, was this camera deal where she took the selfie, and you could see the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 that was in one of the actor's hands, Bradley Cooper, so he took the selfie picture. And that was part of the sponsorship. You know, they call it product placement. Boy, that goes to the power of product placement because they say, and they know there's been a spike in this, that these phones are already popular, but they have seen a spike in it, and they attribute that to the fact that it was very prominently featured, not just the ads, but really the fact that she took the selfie, and there's more impact in that even in the commercials because of it going viral and everyone's seeing it, blah, 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 blah. But this is the key thing. So they were paying that much money for the ads, but they say they got practically double in that because of the fact that they had the product placement there, and they estimate that advertisers were paying for the Oscars $1.8 million for 30 seconds. Wow, $1.8 million for 30 seconds. That is crazy, isn't it? This seems like a lot of money to me. For 30 seconds. Would there be pressure? Wouldn't there be pressure on those ad people? You better make these ads good, because guess what? We are spending a bundle on this. We are counting on this to hit the mark. All right, this just shows you how fast technology moves and how far behind in the lingo so many people are. I was reading something in the LA Times in their business section where they say that 1 in 10 Americans think HTML is an STD, and they had no idea what it stood for. And now, of course, it's a tech term, and it's the language, it's one of the languages that's used to create websites, but people, when they were asked about it, thought that it was a sexually transmitted disease. I think that's pretty amusing, I would have to say. 23% in the same survey thought an MP3 was a Star Wars robot, which it's an audio file. 18% identified Blu-ray as a marine animal, which it's not. It's the way that you store high-definition videos and that kind of stuff. So, like, you know, when you rent the video. Rent the video is probably the best example. 27% thought Gigabyte was an insect found in South America. 42% said they thought a motherboard was the deck of a cruise ship. I have to say, I'm probably technology challenged in some ways, but not when it comes to the lingo. I would have known all of those easily. And you wonder, is it the dumbing down of America, or things moving too fast? And hey, nobody cares. Not everybody wants to know everything that's happening as far as technology is concerned. I think that's a pretty big number. This study, by the way, was done by VoucherCloud.net. It's a website. And they determine how knowledgeable users are when it comes to tech terms, and that's what they spotted, that's what they found. So you would also have to think that some of the people that would take the poll would be relatively up on their knowledge of technology terms. To the defense of many people, technology moves fast. It's crazy what you can do when you discover, even on your phone, things that you had no idea that you could do, because you'd have to sit there and figure them out and spend. And that's the thing with technology. You have to have patience to really learn something. You got to spend some time with it to figure out not the obvious things that it does, but some of the other things that it does. To me, this is pretty scary. Speaking of studies, new information comes out that high-protein diets are not good for people in their middle years, but great for people who are older. We get so much information on what not to eat and what to eat and how to prevent cancer. But if you really consumed it all, I think you'd be very confused. There's some obvious things, keeping your weight down, not plowing through, nothing but sugar, of course. Eating cheese doodles all day long, drinking beer throughout the weekend and pizza. I mean, of course. But then when it comes to what specifically your diet is, they're saying a high-protein diet had a great effect on, or it had decent effects on 66 and older, because they needed the protein. And they were less likely to die, 60% were less likely to die of cancer, 28% less likely to die of any other cause. But they're saying in the middle years, that if you're eating a lot of protein, it's not good. It's the opposite effect. If you consume a lot of protein, you're 4 times as likely to die of cancer or diabetes, and twice as likely to die of any cause than the people whose diets were lowest in protein. So I don't know. We used to have the pyramid, right? And seemingly, moderation is the key and spreading things out. So, vegetables, mixing in some fruit, putting in some protein, throwing a little carbs. But now it's, I think it's off balance. And honestly, I guess you have to figure it out for yourself. I know there's some doctors out there listening to that cringing. But I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all, and I guess that's part of the problem, probably. The fact that there isn't that. All right, how about this idea of the asteroid passing the Earth will be closer than the moon? There's been a lot of conversation about that lately, hasn't there? It's cool to see it on the movie. It's cool to see it through a telescope. The scope wouldn't be cool to see it crashing towards your neighborhood. But the asteroid, what they're saying is that it's newly discovered. It's called the 2014 DX-110. 2014 DX-110. How they came up with that name. They say it's going to pass 217,000 miles from Earth. So that's 9/10 of the distance between the moon and the Earth. It's about 45 to 130 feet across. Boy, that's pretty big. 130 feet across. So, could we see it? I would say that's the whole thing of looking into the telescope if you could see it, but you'd have to be very, very quick to be able to do that. And of course, that's happening probably as I speak at this moment. If you try, run out right now, open your windows, and tell me if you can see the asteroid. If you can, oh, I definitely, definitely want to hear from you. What does it look like? I just don't think you're going to be able to see it. And in a way, that is a very calming thought, I have to say. Because I don't want to see an asteroid barreling toward me as I mentioned before. We saw what happened, speaking of Russia earlier in this show, what happened in Russia. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we got much more here in this hour of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. We gotta run, know what type of fun, when we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might.
Welcome to another edition of Peel Back the Onion with my pal Andrew Szabo, marketing strategist and branding expert, also a speaker. Andrew, how are you?
Excellent, Kate. Good to be with you and your listeners tonight.
Good to have you back on the show. Okay, the Ukraine, of course, we can't get enough of this because everything is happening there, obviously. It's a showdown. I said to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio who was on, I said, this is kind of like those old MTV celebrity death matches they used to have, the claymation figures. They would put celebrities together and have them duel it out. And I said it would be like you'd have Putin in one corner and you'd have Obama in the other corner, because that's what everybody's really talking about. As far as who comes out better from your perception right now, because we talked about what you look at, marketing, strategy, branding, all that kind of stuff. So when you see on the world stage what's happening here, who looks better right now, Obama or Putin?
Well, again, it's about perspective, which often is the case when it comes to messaging. I mean, from Russia's point of view, clearly Putin is the stronger one. I mean, he's been looking down at the nose of the Americans. It's been prevalent now for several years. I mean, go back to Snowden. You know, he didn't hand over Snowden. It's pretty obvious. I mean, when one looks at the games, the Olympic games, the Winter games, this reminded me, I'm sorry, but it reminded me at some level of the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin, where it was a show of power on the Germans' part to show off to the world that they were no longer a weak power. If you look at it in a historical perspective, you know, Germany was weakened after the First World War, and this is really their coming out and showing off their strength and that they had rebuilt the country. I think in a, again, drawing some parallels, this was Putin's coming out party showing the Russian strength. And now you've seen him in Crimea occupying. He's looking to, I see it, that he could very well easily be occupying Ukraine, and I don't think there's much the West can do about it. And Obama, unfortunately, his whole strategy, well, let's reset the policy from the Bush years has been, yeah, it's been a reset, but not in the right direction. And Obama's looking at this now. He has no, you know, just, you know, as we talked about last week, scaled back the military. And then you look at what's the red line going to be this time. We saw already the red line that was in Syria. We talked about that a few months ago, remember? That was the last red line that Obama drew. He promised to intervene if Bashar al-Assad regime used chemical weapons. And Assad called Obama's bluff. And it's ironic that it's Putin who saved the U.S. president from the consequences of his own rhetoric. So, yeah, who's the stronger? It's quite clearly Putin. And it's amazing how things have changed. If you, you know, we talked about this several months ago, but comparisons of Carter and his foreign policy, that's looking a whole lot stronger than Obama's policy at this point.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you what, I think Putin is far from done with this whole thing at this point. He is not backing down. And, I mean, there's just no way he'll back down after this. He's going to continue to rally. I think he's going to hold everybody at bay, if you will, the European Union. And we'll see ultimately how the rest of this unfolds. And then part of this is going to be the money deal, because the Ukraine needs desperately money. And what do you make of the U.S. pledging $1 billion? There are some on the Hill that are saying, are you kidding? Let's just get out of this game. Why are we even throwing money up here? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation where just throwing money at it, we saw what happened in Egypt, that doesn't work. You know, it does not buy loyalty anymore. Obama's, you know, so you're looking at Obama's preferred method is diplomacy. If diplomacy doesn't work, money doesn't work, and we no longer have military power. So we're really out of options at this point. There was one thing that we talked about a little bit. I'm sure you've heard about this, Kate, is if the Western powers can manage to work together, which I'm not sure how Obama can do that. Both Bushes were very good at that. They maintained excellent relationships with our allies. But one recourse, if the allies do gang up on Russia and go, if you like, an economic strike against the ruble, they could ruin the ruble. And that would be, I think, it's almost the only recourse left. What do you think, Kate?
Oh, yeah. If they did that, though, too, what would it ultimately do to the people in Russia? You know, there's consequences, obviously, there. But, yes, that's been talked about. And, of course, we know we've seen that with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund and the bailouts, where they've had to bail out several countries. So they know all about maneuvering the currency and what can happen in that. So, absolutely, that's a huge possibility. Hey, speaking of maneuvering, there's a lot of reaction to the president's now budget. And John Boehner said, the Speaker of the House said, I think this is the worst one yet. Money and manpower for regulations, that's part of the wish list. What do you think? I mean, first of all, we're talking about $3.9 trillion. That's crazy. Amazing, isn't it? And deficit reduction, once again, is in the back seat. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's interesting listening to some of Obama's supporters defend this budget. They're saying basically that, well, the rate of deficit is going down. So not necessarily the deficit's going away, but our deficit will potentially decrease in the next couple of years, and therefore, well, let's go spend money we don't have. I mean, it's like the amazing rhetoric and the double talk that goes on in Washington. It sounds great, but you've got to peel back the onion. And so what are they really saying here? It's like telling a family who's already severely in debt that this year, okay, your economic shortfall will not be as great as last year. In other words, this year, you're only going to be 50,000 more in debt. We were expecting to be 70,000 in debt. And because we're only going to be 50,000 more in debt, adding to our already big debt, they thought, let's go out and spend some more money. Now, if you put that to a family, they would look at you with complete absurdity. How, what are that thing you're talking about? This is nonsense. And it, I'm amazed that this isn't really being challenged at its most fundamental level, which the absurdity of saying, well, let's spend more money because the rate of our deficit spending is now less. And actually, if you look in the future, it's predicted to go even higher. So in a couple of years, that's potentially, and they say potentially, a reduction in deficit. So let's go spend more money. It is absurd. You wouldn't do that in a family. You don't do that in a business. You can't do that in a city. We've seen now states are unable to do it, and yet the federal government uses double speak and makes it sound quite palatable. It's extraordinary and absolutely absurd. And we're just kicking the can down the road to a point where, you know, it may not be the ruble collapsing, but it's going to be the dollar collapsing.
Boy, I hope not, but you're absolutely right. And, you know, I said that when I first started doing America Tonight, geez, I hope we never see in my lifetime anywhere near a deficit of 19 to 20 trillion. But you know what? I might be seeing that night, and the rest of us might be seeing that 19 trillion. We're getting a lot closer than I ever thought we would get, which is just absolutely so shocking me. I want to squeeze this one last thing in. They also decided to announce another delay in the implementation of the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, to allow insurers, they say, to continue offering health plans that don't meet the minimum coverage requirements. And the reason is because they'd have another wave of health policy cancellations, and people go berserk over that. So timing is everything, isn't it, because we have the midterm elections. Don't you think pretty much this is politics?
Of course it is. Democrats are running afraid here. I mean, historically, there's always a political advantage in the battle for control of House and Senate when you go to midterm to the party that's not in the White House. And I'm sure you saw the new Washington Post ABC News poll, basically that's saying that even though a lot of Americans trust Democrats more than Republicans in some of the key issues today, that's not being translated to any political advantage in the battles that will take place in the midterm election. So what are they going to do? They make a political maneuver, and because they're already on the losing edge potentially here. And as we've talked about several times already, that there's going to be millions more because of Obamacare are going to be losing their coverage this year. People are covered by companies. They postponed that, and that was all going to be happening in the months before the election. So by postponing that, it's clearly a political maneuver. I think a lot of people will start to see through that. I think it's incumbent on the Republicans to tell the story right. And this has been one of the failures, and obviously one of my criticisms, from a strategic messaging point of view, they don't always take the message and make it simple. You've got to make this to the point where everybody understands it in simple terms. All we're doing is we're postponing that you will lose your coverage. The Democrats are doing this merely to gain your vote. Next year, once the elections are over, it's all going to come right back and you're going to lose your coverage. You've got to keep the message simple.
Yep, I agree with you. Keep it simple. That's always the best way. All right, peel back the onion with Andrew Sapa. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, as always, Kate.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Throwback to the 80s and Madonna. No throwbacks here on America Tonight, at least for this segment, as we roll forward into one of my favorite things that we do. Let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Craig, who says, Kate, I am so tired of hearing about Putin. You know, I'm not a great defender necessarily of Obama. I voted for him both times because, frankly, the alternatives were not great. I'm actually an independent. However, I think that people are turning the president into the villain in this whole thing. I mean, for goodness sake, what is he supposed to do? Blow a hole through Putin, for goodness sake? Isn't it the art of negotiating, after all? What in the world has this guy done wrong to have everybody paint our president as the villain? It's, I think, a little bit absurd. Well, I don't think it's absurd. I don't think it's absurd because, you know, the person, I said this the other night, if you run for president, you know exactly what you're getting. It's true, the buck stops with you. So if something happens on your watch, think back to any president and think about what they stood for, what they set up their administration to be, and I could go on with the list of criteria and what they set out to do legislatively. In the case of world affairs, in the case of dealing with world leaders, that's what you have to ask yourself. When the buck stops with you, the president is one of our lines of defense, the leader of the free world, for goodness sake. So it is important how he handles China and Russia and European nations and anywhere, frankly, with developing nations, or, you know, pick your country. Our relationships, are we sending them money? Think of the money that we outlay to other countries, involvements in their own turmoils and struggles and wars, things that we're not doing, things that everybody thinks we should be doing. You know, it's like you're sitting in front of a lazy Susan and here are all the things spinning around. But you choose to sit in front of that. And it matters because this is our representation. This is the government that we back up. This is the democratic process. The people who represent us on the Hill, the person who represents us as the president of our United States. So I think it's fair game to rip into a president. If you are actively voting and paying attention, especially, if you don't like what's happening, you have a right to complain. I mean, granted, somebody can go over to the tacky side and the ridiculousness, but every president's had that too as well. In this case, I think Putin is in the land of public relations. He's, at least the first couple of days, he's been crushing Obama. And this is why now Obama's coming out and saying some things about Putin and what they're doing and how we're not backing down off of the situation. There's a lot of uncertainty here. And uncertainty breeds fear. And we're part of this in the sense that it is our money that will back up the situation, plus our future and our relationships with countries that, frankly, could blow us out of the water. I mean, that was the whole idea before of the Cold War. What were the concerns of nukes and all the drills in the 50s that kids had to go through in schools? And you ask kids from that era what they thought of Russia, and that's what they thought, that Russia could kill people in the United States. And then there was the thawing out, and then there was the relationships and the meetings and all of that took place through different administrations. And now here we are in a much different situation, and the relationship between our president and the president of Russia is not a good one. And Putin, frankly, I think on the world stage, not rhetoric through right or left or independent news, just my point of view, Vladimir Putin is not really blinking. Not really. He clearly does not have respect for Obama. You could see that with the Ed Snowden situation, or he never would have granted him asylum. For goodness sake, Snowden is going to do an interview in South by Southwest, the big music festival, technology music festival that they have in Austin, Texas. And he clearly is still dropping all kinds of leaked information to newspaper people in Washington and elsewhere. And that was one of the things Putin said, that he wouldn't harbor him if he was taking classified documents and leaking them, and he does not care. So he does not care what the United States thinks. Or he's super passive-aggressive, and he's playing the United States in lots of different directions, and that could also be part of an even bigger plan. I didn't mean to go this deep on that, but anyway, so I disagree with that. I don't disagree, and I say this all the time, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, with you're wanting to express your opinion and saying, look, I'm an independent, I voted for him twice because the alternatives were crappy, but I don't understand why everybody's beating up Obama. Clearly, to me, there is a reason in this particular case why that is happening. All right, let's do another one here. This one is from John, listening to us in Illinois. I am so tired of the snow, I cannot tell you. I don't get tired of you Ms. Delaney talking about the snow. However, sometimes you sound like an apologist for what's going on with the weather. You don't have to apologize. I think it's good when you inform us about highways and accidents and things that have happened across the country and in my own area. I can tell you that speaking for many in the great state, I love it, he picked up my saying, in the great state of Illinois, that we are ready to put our shovels down. In fact, I've gone through three so far. Bring on the spring. Yeah, that's bring on the spring. A lot of people are saying that. Yep, absolutely. You know, it's tough. It's tough because of the whole salt shortages and blowing through the budgets and, you know, pick a place and almost anywhere we could say that that's happened. So, yeah, clearly it has been a rough winter on many, many people. Charlie says, Kate, I actually watched a little bit of the Academy Awards, and I have to say bravo to Ellen. Don't really know much about her, but I thought it was kind of clever, some of the stuff that she did. Did you read the thing about the pizza guy and what happened to him when he was pulled into the Oscars? I think that's a really cool story. I did read the story. He got a $1,000 tip, and that pizza place, which I guess he was an owner and he was delivering pizzas and didn't realize even what was going on, he thought that he was delivering backstage somewhere, not even anywhere at the Oscars, something to musicians, and then all of a sudden he's on camera. But all of a sudden also, because of probably the publicity of that, how many people watch that, the sales of those pizzas that, I don't know what brand it is, but the sales of those pizzas, those pizza joints out there, have exploded. They were running out of supplies and, you know, all that stuff. So you never know where it's going to come from, but that shows you the power of social media and, I guess, people watching the Oscars. All right, let's take another one here quickly. And this one is from the judge who says, Kate, don't know if you caught this or not. This was an election day for some anyway. In the Lone Star State, a Bush gets elected. And this is a Bush to keep your eyes on because he has a chance to go a lot further in his career. I think this is just the beginning. Yeah, I mentioned that before. It's Jeb Bush's son, and he is now the Texas Land Commissioner. George P. Bush, his name is. You know, there's a couple of Georges in that family, right? So this is the next wave of the Bush family to get involved in politics. And, you know, this is the first step. Like I said, he raised almost $4 million to become the Texas Land Commissioner. Wild. Any thoughts? Send them to us, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.